Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's continue now with our exploration of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet and the impact his appointments could have on Massachusetts. On Tuesday, Trump nominated Elaine Chao as Secretary of Transportation. Chao served as the Secretary of Labor under President George W. Bush. She's also married to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. She's also an experienced Washington insider. McConnell has said he will not recuse himself from his wife's cabinet confirmation. Process. Now, if Chao is confirmed, she'll be leading on an issue that Donald Trump made central to his campaign, rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. Here's Trump in his victory speech earlier this month in New York.
We are going to fix our inner cities and rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure, which will become, by the way, second to none. And we will put millions of our people to work as we rebuild it.
And of course, that was Donald Trump last month. I should say, how quickly time flies. Trump also promised a $1 trillion investment in American infrastructure over the next 10 years. So for more on what all this might mean for Massachusetts, we're joined by Richard Davey. He served as Massachusetts Secretary of Transportation from 2011 to 2014. He was also general manager of the MBTA before that. He's now working at the transportation company TransDev. Richard Davey, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me, Megan. Appreciate it.
All right, so I'm going to ask you kind of a similar set of context questions
Sure.
here as I did of Judy Ann Bigby earlier this hour.
Yes, it's like old home week here for former cabinet secretaries
from Massachusetts. This is our opportunity to really understand how important the relationships are mm-hmm. between cabinet-level folks in the state and in Washington. So tell me, as Secretary of Transportation, when you were that, how
Sure.
important was it, whoever was the federal transportation secretary?
Yeah, I mean, for transportation, it was really important. And so, like Judy said, for a lot of federal programs, states just have formula funds, and there's really not a lot of discretion. But in President Obama's time, there was a lot of discretionary grants that were available to states and projects. And so for Massachusetts, it was really important for both the governor and the president to have a good relationship with the Senate, with our members of Congress. But also, I personally was able to develop a pretty good relationship with Secretary Fox in my couple of years serving as Transportation Secretary. Secretary Fox is the current U.S. Transportation Secretary. And when you're able to pick up the phone and talk about the Green Line extension to Somerville or what Ruggles T Station is and not have to give the person context, they know what it means, that's really, really important. So I think for discretionary purposes, I assume the Baker administration will probably reach out to Secretary Chao at some point and want to get some of the state's key projects on her radar.
Discretionary purposes. So tell mm-hmm. us more about are these those grants that you're talking about?
Yeah. So everything from redoing some bridges, which we were successful in getting the stimulus package that was delivered by President Obama in 2009, there was a lot of transportation infrastructure discretionary grants. So those were selected with a list of criteria. But still, at the end of the day, the secretary and his team have discretion about awarding those. So I mentioned Ruggles Station. That was an award we received toward the end of the Patrick administration that the Baker administration is executing on now, which is going to expand and improve that station. That, if we didn't have a good relationship with the administration, probably wouldn't have been awarded.
Hmm. Now, last week we spoke with our current Transportation Secretary of the Commonwealth, Stephanie Pollack,
yeah.
and we asked her about the Green Line extension and whether or not a new Trump administration could affect the funding plans for that. She said she didn't think so at this point in time. But is that the kind of project that a funding stream could change all of a sudden, or if the current administration has agreed to it, it's set in stone?
No, it's not set in stone, but I tend to agree with Secretary Pollack. I think it's unlikely that the Trump administration would somehow repurpose that. The money is coming from a particular program that is really only for new transit projects. So even if the Trump administration decides that they're really focused on airports, for example, they could not take, by statute, the Green Line extension money and put it toward an airport project, for example. So I think going forward, however, with new budgets coming forward, with the new administration coming in, I think there probably will be some changes, given the clues we've seen over the last few weeks about his infrastructure plans.
Okay, so tell me more about that. If
Sure.
if you were Transportation Secretary right now for Massachusetts, mm-hmm. what would be the questions that you'd have, or what things would you be looking looking for in terms of signals from, let's just say, Elaine Chao gets confirmed.
Sure. Yeah. Well, first for the Secretary-designate Elaine Chao, I mean, I think she is a great choice both politically and policy-wise. Obviously, a shrewd political choice, as you mentioned in the intro. Her husband is the majority leader in the Senate. So if an infrastructure bill is going to be important, though, certainly the relationships in the House and the Senate will be important. Obviously, she's married to the majority leader. That's important. I also think, you know, I think, two, the other signals that you're looking for, she was a deputy secretary for the first President Bush at a time, by the way, when the federal gas tax, the last time it was raised. Now,
1993.
It's when it was implemented, but
implemented,
it was—
and then raised in 2000.
Well, so the last time the federal gas tax was raised was 1993. Massachusetts has raised the gas tax, its state gas tax, subsequent.
That's right.
But Secretary Chao, I give her credit. She was part of a Republican team, by the way, that looked at raising more revenue. Again, you know, she's not the president. It will be up to the president to make that decision. But clearly, there's been bills filed by both Democrats and Republicans the last few years about getting more money into the system. If you look at the chart, you know, we spend about $50 billion a year nationally on transportation, and the federal gas tax only brings in about $35 billion. So the idea when it was established was it would pay for itself, and it's not doing that now. It's driving our debt up and you know, having a serious challenge on states' abilities to invest in their transportation systems.
Okay, so barring any new revenue stream or innovative source of revenue, I'm not seeing anything in the next administration that is going to change that challenge.
So as I understand, what they've proposed is this infrastructure bill, which would repatriate some dollars up to $167 billion that would then leverage another almost $800. So you get to about $1 trillion over a 10-year period, as you teased out. The challenge with that, and that's good news, but the challenge with that is that's not going to be an all-in-one encompassing savior for transportation. Here's why. Because for those private investors, they're going to want a return, and
right.
So you're going to need to find projects that have a revenue stream attached to it. So airports, yeah, that would be a good investment. Toll roads, sure, but buying new redline cars in the MBTA, that's not happening under this program. It just is not going to happen because this government is subsidizing that. The MBTA doesn't make money on it, so you have to be looking for new projects that generate funds. Water is probably another. The grid are other kind of projects that are likely to happen under this bill. But you worry that transit and upgrading current bridges and roads probably aren't going to fall into the infrastructure plan. It's probably going to be new, not old.
Interesting. Although, I mean, a lot of those new, quote-unquote, new projects that you talked about are desperately needed. I mean, they're all...
Sure.
President-elect Trump was absolutely right about the state of a lot of the nation's airports.
No doubt. No doubt.
But you said, just to be clear, mm-hmm. You talked about the repatriating some of those funds, but the Trump plan would have them repatriated at a much lower tax rate, like 10%, I think, versus 35%.
That's right. And in addition, giving a tax break to those who invest in these public infrastructure projects, with the idea of being revenue neutral, and it being revenue neutral because the idea from his economic team is that the taxes that then would be paid by construction firms that are hired, or the income of the workers hired, would thus pay for the tax break. So, you know, I think the jury is still out on whether it really pays for itself. I'm not sure in my experience I've ever seen a tax scheme that has, quote, paid for itself. With that said, I think it's an important, you know, he's also talked about a potential infrastructure bank, which was also part of the Democrats' platform as well, something that's been talked about here.
Yeah.
So I think there are pieces of the incoming administration's plan that can be helpful to Massachusetts, but people should know, at least in my opinion, is not a silver bullet to take care of all the needs for our state or, frankly, for the rest of the nation.
Okay, so you mentioned red line trains, for example, is one. I mean, what are some of the other examples where you don't necessarily see the Trump plan as being of direct or immediate assistance to what we need here?
Yeah, sure. And so I know that the team is currently grappling with not only an annual budget deficit. I mean, that will not be necessarily help with the infrastructure plan that the Trump folks have. But, as the T continues to make investments in state of good repair, they're still thinking about things like upgrading power systems in the Green Line that allows you to run three-car trains, four-car trains to reduce crowding. You know, those kinds of projects are not going to be helped by this infrastructure plan. If you built a third bridge over the Cape Cod Canal mm-hmm. and tolled that, that's probably a project that would be funded under the Trump plan. If there was a major modernization over at Logan Airport, anyone who's flown through LaGuardia lately knows that's undergoing something like this, and it needs to. As you said, the nation's airports are in desperate need of investment. Those are likely because we all, when we buy a plane ticket, we all pay a $4.50 charge to the airport to fund projects. So those are the kinds of things that are likely to be funded. But again, for the, you know, Massachusetts at the end of the day is not building a lot of new things that are right. that are generating revenue. So I think for an urban center like the Boston area, even for the state where you're not building new, I think, you know, at least the current proposal that's been put out by the Trump administration, we're probably not going to be a big beneficiary of.
Huh. Well, so if we got a minute to go here, Richard mm-hmm. Davey, let me just ask you, is this who knows if Congress will approve any of this,
True.
Right? That's
mm-hmm.
there's like a huge question mark here. But it, let's take this as a moment for a potential change moment in mm-hmm. terms of big push for transportation and infrastructure investment. Is there an opportunity here to think, you know, even further into the future, not just like
sure.
new airports or more lanes on highways?
Sure. I candidly, I think this is a place where the current administration and the incoming administration are going to be consistent, which is on autonomous vehicles, right? So the Obama administration has taken a very, I would say, light touch in terms of regulation, allowing some of the really innovative stuff going on in the U.S. to happen. I expect the Trump administration will do the same. And to your point, you know, if we move to an autonomous vehicle-centric society in the next 10 or 20 years, query whether you need more lanes and bridges, because there will be significant efficiencies in our transportation system. So, you know, that'd be another question that we should ultimately ask is the investments made by the Trump administration, they should be the right investments as well.
Well, Richard Davey served as Massachusetts Secretary of Transportation from 2011 to 2014. He was also general manager at the MBTA back in 2010. He's now working at the transportation company TransDev. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.